T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yes, baby. It is 9 minutes after 5 o'clock. Little hand, big hand. All right. Of course, a lot of you guys don't even know how to read a wall clock. It's like an age thing, I think. It's like a rotary phone. 509 at WBEN. How you doing? Good. I hope you have a nice day. Thank you for being here, friends. You're in the right place. And we're having, well, I guess fun with a purpose today. Mosquito bites. I received a text message when I was going into break from a lady who said, "Forget Benadryl, Tom. Did you know that hemorrhoid cream can be used to reduce the inflammation of a mosquito bite?" And I'm thinking to myself, I need verification of that. So I went online. Sure enough, hemorrhoid cream can be used to bring down the inflammation of a mosquito bite. I don't know if it helps with the itching, which is my big... See, if I get a mosquito bite, I'll have that thing down to the bone overnight. Like, I don't even know I'm doing it in my sleep. I'll wake up in a pool of blood, of wreck, more shirts that way. Seriously. I have very delicate skin. Anyway, it's kind of a creamy white complexion, actually. Did I mention low T? I think I did. Anyway, it is 10 minutes after 5 at WBEN. So, to what are you allergic? How many of you have had close calls? I mean, we've had a clam allergy. We had a guy who's allergic to everything, including his own hair, not to mention penicillin. I mean, some of you are allergic to certain medications. And, you know, while I'm on it, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a physician. And I trust everything the CDC says because they are physicians. I don't trust a damn word that comes out of their mouths anymore. But anyway, let me just say this, that sometimes you can be on a prescription for years and years and years, and then you start feeling miserable, like really awful, and you find out that the Chinese or Indian maker of the prescription has changed, and you are experiencing an allergic reaction to the filler used in a medication. That happened to me. Since the whole heart thing, I take a lot of pills every morning. A lot of them are supplements, actually, but there's obviously a few tons of heart things in there. So anyway, long story short, I was complaining about like all these symptoms of arthritis. My elbows were sore. My knees were sore. My ankle, everything was sore. And Dr. Mrs. Nerd, her diagnoses are always spot on. She said, check with your pharmacy. They probably switched the provider of one of your meds. So I'm like, okay, good idea. Sure enough, she was spot on. So I had the doctor do a dispense as written, because the point I'm trying to make is everybody's out to make as much money as possible. Everybody is out to get product at the lowest price possible. And if these big manufacturing companies can save a penny for every million pill, they'll do it. And, you know, if you happen to have a bad reaction, well, screw you. That's, you know, their attitude. And I've got nothing against Big Pharma. I mean, not really. I mean, they do come up with some life-saving drugs, and they, you know, gouge our eye teeth for them, but many of us wouldn't be here without them. All right, so to what are you allergic? Food. Roseanne is allergic to mosquito bites. And
My mosquito bites get as large as golf balls.
Yes, we have established that, but here's my question for you.
Okay.
Do you not put something on your skin before you go outside so you don't get a bite in the first place?
I put something on my skin after I get a bite, and it stops the itching within a minute.
Well, what do you use?
I use this product. It's called Lurocet. It's a facial mask for problem skin. And how I discovered it, I was having a facial and I had a pimple coming up, and my facialist put a dab of it on my pimple, and she said by tomorrow it should be gone. Now, I'm a retired nurse. I worked 20 years in the ICU, and I thought, okay, it's clay. Clay draws. So if I get a spider bite or a bite around my ankle, if I'm sitting on the carpet that's on a deck, I dab the stuff on, and it relieves the itch.
Why in the world would you want to spoil the opportunity to pop a perfectly good pimple?
No, it's small. Mine don't get, like, with pus and stuff like that.
Well, you're missing fun. I'm sorry. But
I mean, you know, I didn't even want to mention pimple. It sounds so gross, but I...
Gross? They're majestic.
And I was going out the next day, and she said, apply this. So I looked around for it. I went on the internet, and I found the product, and it's a Swedish product. And the instructions I don't follow, because they say to rinse after 15 to 30 minutes. I leave it on overnight, or if I get the mosquito bite in the morning, I leave it on.
But here's what I'm still not grasping it, Roseanne. You were a registered nurse.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't you prevent the issue to begin with and put on, like off deep woods onto your body before you go outside if there is a likelihood that mosquitoes are going
to
be around?
I don't go on picnics. I will not sit on grass. I guess I would apply something that wasn't detrimental to the person or to myself. And those products don't work.
Oh, they work fine for me.
They do. Okay. Well, if you...
But you like, everybody's got a different body chemistry. Maybe you have a bad reaction to the product, or I suppose maybe it just doesn't stick on your skin for whatever reason. But look, I'm the guy. You could be in an acre field. I could be in an acre field with thousands of other people, and you know what? Every mosquito would land on me. I attract mosquitoes.
Say that on a previous... talk.
Yes, and that is because it is true. I wish you luck this summer with mosquitoes.
Oh, I'm fine with them. I don't even worry about them anymore that I have my product in hand.
All right.
Lurocet for anybody out there that wants to try it.
All right.
Lurocet. It's a miracle salve. A miracle, Sam.
Okay, I thank you very much. I would encourage people to talk to their doctors, their pharmacists. I am neither a doctor or a pharmacist. I found the Benadryl cream works really, really well. The hemorrhoid cream, I would not... look, I'm not carrying a bottle of Preparation H or a tube of ass cream around with me on my person. That would just be embarrassing. Hey, Tom, I see you're putting it on your mosquito bite. Something you want to say about walking tenderly? No, not at all, actually. Thank you for asking. It is 17 minutes after 9 at News Radio 930. After 9? After 5. It's 9 o'clock somewhere. At News Radio 930 WBEN. Sorry, guys. Today I got my my neck and my body adjusted at the chiropractor, and my neck is so much looser. But it's fighting the adjustment because it had been a little bit too long for Tommy. So I'm like trying to get my neck to crack, and I'm just I think I'm gonna have to go back tomorrow because your body, you know, you're a creature of habit, you know, and if your neck has been out for a while and you get it adjusted, it's going to try to go back to where it was, and that's where it is right now. So what I'm saying is I really need a massage. So I'm thinking maybe the dose and massage program should be next. I mean, they're talking, you know, get your dose and a mimosa. A dose and a mimosa. Then they'll have a DWI checkpoint set up down the street, you know? I'm wise to the ways of these politicians. You know, before long, Cuomo's going to be saying, get your vaccination for COVID, and we happen to have a massage for you. Wink, wink. Worked well in the executive mansion. It is 18 minutes after 5. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. What are your allergies, and what do you do about them? And the most interesting call, I think, well, we've had quite a few, actually, but the one dude is allergic to clams, but nothing else from the sea. Mrs. Nerd loves clams, but if she, like, if I eat shrimp cocktail as a courtesy to her, and so I don't murder her inadvertently, I will go wash my hands with soap and water thoroughly after I touch shrimp, because I don't even want to touch her with my shrimp juice-covered hands for fear of setting off some reaction in her skin or killing her. I mean, you know, that's kind of a concern when it comes right down to it. I mean, be a hell of a murder plot, wouldn't it? On Oxygen, the shrimp that killed, murder found me in the form of a shrimp. Shrimp 360. All kinds of possibilities with these murder shows, I'm telling you. It is coming up on 520 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, Murder Found Me is a good show. Detective Demery, what, he solved every single homicide that ever came his way. That's fascinating. But I miss, what was the one I loved? With the chick with the southern accent, the lawyer, the prosecutor. It's not even on the tip of my tongue. Oh, man. Cold Justice. Cold Justice. That's it. Oh, that's a great show. Really is. But I'm finding, as I talk about these, I get all these emails from people saying, oh, if you like that show, you got to try this one. If you like that one, you got to try this one. And I try to watch as many as are recommended to me because I love those true crime shows. As I said, I like to see if I can guess the perpetrator. And there's always the clues I've mentioned a million times in this show. Like, you know, when the husband isn't interviewed in the first 30 minutes of the show, it's always the husband. It is Bowerly and to what are you allergic? That is my question. How bad is the allergy? Is it a seasonal allergy, a food allergy, a medicine allergy, an egg allergy? How many of you are allergic to eggs? I mean, these are things that many of us take for granted. And the only reason I thought of that is what I mentioned earlier. I really, like, I live in an area where I can have chickens in my backyard if I want to have eggs, because I like eggs. And the fresher, the better. But my concern is that I won't be able to eat chicken anymore. And if I can't eat chicken, my protein source selection goes way. I have to become a vegetarian, because the red meat thing is only once in a blue moon when I know I'm going to pay the price. Let's go to Mike in Williamsville on WBEN. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon. How are you, Tom?
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's gorgeous. This is my first time talking to you, and it's awesome.
Well, you are very, very kind. I appreciate that.
Thank you. I have to tell you, I do not have any allergies, but my sister has a severe poison ivy allergy where, you know, people get the rash on the outside. She gets it on the inside in her lungs.
Right.
Great thing. I mean, the only thing she can do to not have that pain is just to avoid it like the plague.
I'm embarrassed to say, unless I looked it up online, I would not know poison ivy from a sunflower.
Yeah, well, we were fortunate. We grew up in it. We were warned in it. We were warned about it. I could walk in it all day long and never get it.
But does your sister have any chronic lung conditions as a result of early inflammation of poison ivy?
She does not.
Well, that's good, but I've never, okay, I learn something new every day. I had no idea that poison ivy could be more than a dermatological issue, that it could also be a pulmonary issue.
Definitely internal.
Whoa, I did not know that. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
Yeah, So, you know, she's been very cautious of her whole life. I remember the first time we were both about 12. I'm 54 now. And she got that, and it was just, we were all, the whole family couldn't, you know, just, we thought we were going to lose my sister.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible. What else is on your mind, Michael?
So, thank you for asking. Was it Rosemary or Roseanne that was talking about mosquitoes?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I have lived by this for a long, 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 long time. If you eat garlic, lots of garlic, in your diet, mosquitoes are less likely to bother you.
And here is the counterpoint to that, sir. I do eat like half a clove of garlic every day. I have very few friends, actually. Now, I eat half a clove of garlic every day, and the mosquitoes, with my blood, they must like blood with garlic because they don't stay away.
Yeah, see, it's just the opposite for me and most of the people that I've said, eat garlic. We've all had great or not any reactions to mosquitoes since.
I mean, look, garlic is one of the great gifts of flavoring in the world. I love garlic. Mosquitoes, no mosquitoes. I'd eat half a clove of garlic every day anyway. And I guess we've got a garlic farm around here that has all different kinds of varieties of garlic. I don't know what it's called, but I want to go there. Be interesting, because I don't know what it's called. Where would I even look?
In fact, I just planted garlic in our garden this morning.
Well, good, outstanding. I'm happy to hear it, Farmer Mike of Williamsville. Good luck with the homegrown garlic. I bet it tastes really good.
I don't know yet. I'm trying it for the very first time.
Well,
honestly, I don't know how it's going to come out.
Much success to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you very much. All right, yeah, garlic. Does anybody buy into that? I would like to buy into that, but... You know, some things, you know, I'm sorry, but some things are good just on their own for no other reason. Like I would eat garlic anyway. I love the flavor of garlic. I'll put it on chicken. Did I just say chicken? You know, my pets. I mean, I'm going to become a vegetarian. It's just kind of inevitable. I can feel it coming, and I just know it's going to happen. Will you think less of me if I turn vegetarian? Probably, you will think less of me. I know, it sucks. Really does. But is a clam a vegetable? That's the big question. No, it's not a vegetable. I'm going to be left eating nothing. And if my waistline at this current moment is any indication, that might not be a bad option. All righty. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's see. Garlic of Eden in Wilson. Three Sisters Garlic in Sanborn. The Cuba Garlic Festival. I guess garlic abounds. I guess we've got a ton of garlic farms around these here parts. Never been to one. Never been to one. Somehow the wineries always distract. I'm trying to figure that out. Anyway, 538, to what are you allergic? Seasonal allergies, tree allergies, grass allergies. They're high right now. Ragweed, my late summer, early fall nemesis. Allergic to one medicine. I don't even know if they make it anymore. Halcyon, a sleeping pill. I took one of those things, and it was it was prescribed by a physician. It's the worst drug I've ever taken. To me, I've never taken LSD ever. Okay, but to me, in my mind, Halcyon did to me what LSD does to other people, because it was very unpleasant, and it lasted for like 3 days. That's right on my chart. No Halcyon. If I want to go to sleep, there's always Basil Hayden. Now I'm going to get a whole bunch of texts from people. Oh, you got to try this. You got to try that. Every time I name a drink, somebody says, I cannot do that. All right. It's like trying to identify your favorite cigar. The minute you say one brand, somebody will chime in. Oh, no, you're missing the boat. It's got to be this one. That's okay. I feel the same way about Indian food. Indian food is like my go-to ethnic cuisine. Do you have a go-to ethnic? I don't do Chinese anymore. Whenever I eat Chinese, I feel horrible afterwards. I feel like bogged down, weighted down. Thai food, T-H-A-I, Thai food is pretty awesome. Really. Oh, I love Thai food. Indian, though, I could eat Indian food every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, no problem. I could live on that. Seriously. Problem is, the stuff I like tends to be the, creamy, high-calorie stuff. But anyway, enough about me. Let's go to you guys on WBEN. To what are you allergic? To what are you allergic? My mind is wandering because I realize that I've got such a limited range of food that I like, but what I like, I eat too much of. It's a problem. It sucks. All right, let's go to, there's worse things in life, but still, this COVID weight has got to go. It really does. Here is Mary in Hamburg. Mary, hello.
Hi, how you doing, Tom?
Hello, Mary. Better than anybody who's allergic to clams, I guess.
Well, that's me, partly.
I did not know this.
Back in the, I was got to be like 20 years old, my primary sent me to an allergist. Did all the allergy tests, the little skin things on my back, and he told me I was allergic to dust and feathers, which did not go over real well when my sister had just married a poultry farmer. So he started me on allergy shots, but they weren't helping me. They were actually making me worse. So I stopped them. 6 months later, helping my mom make dinner, we were making a fish fry. And I had been out in the garden earlier that day, and I'm helping my mom, washing the fish and putting it, getting it ready. My hands got all swollen up and red. Didn't think anything of it. Figured I got into a weed or something in the garden. Had the fish fry, and I felt like I had fish bones in my throat.
Oh, no.
A while later, went out to dinner with my friends, and I had shrimp, popcorn shrimp. And again, I felt like I had fit. I said, no, something's wrong here. Went to my doctor. Lo and behold, the serum they were using for my allergy shots was fish oil based. By me stopping them, it has sensitized my system.
This is fascinating. Fish oil based?
Yeah, there was fish oil in the serum, and it sensitized my system.
Well, did that invalidate the results of the? I guess it wouldn't have invalidated the results of the skin testing they did. Oh my heavens! So what you're saying is this was iatrogenic. In other words, the cause of your malady was actually induced, however inadvertently, by the allergist and the fish oil base of your shot.
Yep.
Whoa.
Every time I go to dinner, go out to dinner, I have to make sure that I tell them that I'm allergic to seafood so that none of my stuff gets near anything. Fridays really suck because I can't get chicken wings or French fries because a lot of places don't have a separate fryer for those from where they do their fish fries. It's all one fryer. And that will start my symptoms.
Oh, you poor dear. Oh, my goodness.
I live in Hamburg. I found a great pizzeria that when I call them and say, hey, it's me, can you help me out get some wings? If the fryer is compromised, if they had fish in it, they will do my chicken wings in the broaster that they have. It's like a combination of frying and pressure cooking so that I can have fries or I can have chicken.
Well, allow me also to state that there are some places that will grill chicken wings. Now, one of the places is kind of it's not exactly inexpensive, but they make unbelievable chicken wings, and I always get them grilled. And there's actually a place, actually, it's kind of interesting. More and more places are willing to bake your chicken wings. The only problem is a single order of chicken wings baked typically takes 45 minutes.
Yeah. When my husband and I were dating, which is 30 years ago, we went out to Valentine's. It was our first Valentine's Day together. We went out to a very nice restaurant. Told them I was allergic to seafood. They said, okay, fine. The special that night, because it was Valentine's Day, was surf and turf. They were taking the lobster tails and putting them in melted butter. They put that melted butter over my vegetables. And it starts out me feeling like I have fish bones in my throat. And it progresses, if I don't, stop, take a Benadryl, it will eventually close. I'm like, okay, something's wrong here. And we called the waitress, and we ended up getting our dinner for free because they did this.
Yeah, because they almost killed you. That's a good reason for a free dinner. I got to remember this trick. I'm just saying.
I thought I was safe because I had, grilled chicken and mashed potatoes and a vegetable. I figured I was safe. But just that little slip was enough to bother me. And, it's not fun being allergic to this.
No, but thank God. I mean, obviously you carry Benadryl around, but in the event of something acute and severe, do you also have an EpiPen, or could you get one from your doctor to write a script? They only cost about 10 grand now.
I know. I'm also a volunteer firefighter and EMT.
Then steal some.
These things.
Steal some from your gear.
Yeah, just go over to the ambulance.
Yeah. Want to send me some Narcan while you're at it?
But it is very, very hard to go out to dinner and say, hey, my stuff can't be anywhere near seafood. And it's not just shellfish.
No, I hear you completely. Any seafood at all, I can't even imagine that, because it's tough enough when we go out to dinner and she's got to say it can't be near any shrimp, any this, any that. I mean, she reads in the riot act.
When I grew up, I loved tuna fish. Ate it at least once a week. Can't even have tuna fish anymore. And that drives me absolutely nuts because my husband loves it.
Well, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
Yeah.
One of the all-time great album titles of all time. Tell me you're allergic to something else.
I'm also allergic to codeine.
Oh, that's more for me on the one hand. On the other hand, the uses for codeine, they use it in cough syrup, they use it in some analgesics, but, it's hard to get a prescription anyway for certain narcotics, so is that really an issue?
Well, when I was 18, I had dental surgery. The doctor prescribed me Tylenol with codeine. I couldn't keep anything down. I was sick all day. He actually called my mom, and my mom says, because I was only 18, I was still living at home. My mom says she can't keep anything down. He says, get her off the meds, put her on Tylenol. She's allergic to codeine. Make sure you tell her doctor. 3 decades later, after I've had my kids and I'm having a hysterectomy, my doctor knows this. He knows I'm allergic to codeine. The discharging doctor from the hospital wrote me Lorotab. Lorotab is Tylenol with codeine. I got home. I said, I can't take this. And we called the doctor and said, why did you give me this? I'm allergic to codeine.
Wow.
Well, what does it make you do? I said, sick to my stomach. I just had a hysterectomy. I am not going to be throwing, because I'll be in the bathroom all night. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, don't take that.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, some of these doctors, I got to move on here, but, some of these doctors need to pay a little more attention. But on the other hand, some of them are, they're just so overworked. It's bewildering the amount of paperwork they have to go through. I got to go. I thank you very, very much. No, first time I took Tylenol with codeine, after the wisdom teeth got pulled, I took one of those things and I was like, it knocked me on my And I couldn't handle it back then. Oh, now I'm a seasoned veteran now. I don't get that wrong. All right, it is 5:49 at News Radio. It's all in training camp. You know, it's it is. I don't have an issue, really. I truly don't. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Brenda of West Seneca. Brenda, a lot of action here on this allergy issue. What's going on with you?
So I, probably about 15 years ago, I called it my traveling rash. I'd have a little spot on my hip, little spot in the crook of my arm, right above my eye, and then it started to get worse and worse. So kind of explain how bad it got, the back of my neck, I believe, is scarred from how bad my contact dermatitis was. Mm. So I found out I am allergic to not only seasonal allergies, but I'm allergic to fragrance, gold, a product called cocomidopropyl betaine, which is a derivative of coconut oil. So anything that's a derivative of coconut oil, I cannot have on my skin. And what that means is, there is the American Academy of Dermatology has an app called CAMP, and what they do is they give you codes when you go to the allergist. You plug these codes in, and it tells you all of your safe products to use. So for me, my safe shampoos are all dry shampoos.
Oh, you poor thing.
The only laundry soap I could use that's inexpensive is All Free and Clear powder. That cocomidopropyl betaine is, if you looked at any of your hand soaps, your shampoos, even like I used to use at one time Free and Clear, which has no additives, no nothing in there. Then all of a sudden it contains this cocomidopropyl betaine, and it causes such a bad rash behind my ears, the back of my neck. My one eyelid is always crusted and red and caked over and itchy, and it got so bad that, like, I couldn't even sleep at night. And I'm hopefully on the mend, but it just seems like it's a never-ending battle.
I cannot imagine how absolutely inconvenient this has to be and how stress-inducing this has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, dry shampoo. But look, we've all been, some of us have been in hospitals and we've had to wash our hair with dry shampoo. My take on it is very simple. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I've actually resorted to using Cetaphil in my hair because it's one of my safe products that I can use. But I'm also very fortunate to be friends of a woman who owns an organic beauty shop, and she actually is she's a biochemist as well.
Oh.
So she'll actually formulate things for me as well.
You know, I was just going to say, we do have some compounding pharmacies in the area. I wonder if one of those pharmacies would be willing to compound shampoo that is safe for you. I think it's worth a try.
Well, my friend made some shampoo that was safe for me. So far it's working really, really well.
But that's great.
It's just a pain in the neck anytime I need to buy anything that I know is going to go on my skin, including deodorant.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
What I've been using is like one of those crystal sticks, which seems to work for me. But
how about putting a bay leaf under each armpit?
What's that?
A bay leaf. Supposedly, I don't know, supposedly that was what they used to do way back when the spray ran out before we had the roll-ons. Yeah, put a bay leaf under each arm. I mean, you smell like soup the whole day, but you do end up driving a cab, so there's that.
Well,
I'm out of time. I could listen to this for a long time, but I got to go. I'm glad you called. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. Yeah, I apologize to all you guys I got to leave on hold. I hate walking away from a full board or anything close to it, but sometimes it works out that way. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, so there's that. Thanks to Pasquale Maggiore for backing me up on the bro code without knowing he was backing me up on the bro code. Thank you, Pasquale.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.